according to the Dublin taxi driver. The British called the Irish wild geese and chased them into the swamp, hunting them not as the enemy, but for sport. This place of knowing raises a ghost of soldiers and rebels, recalls a sluggish tide water ebbing among the reeds, the dampness of the fall wind. I come to the street end of this excavated cross, 30 feet wide at the top, 20 feet at its base. It has a cross-shaped koi pond dug in the middle of its floor. No soldiers are buried in this memorial, but broken swords are nailed into the bottom of the pool. Rain soaks my shoes and my bones drum a slow march as I descend the stairs and pass between the north slope and the water's edge. How does the spirit of wrath become the spirit of blessing? At the head of the cross, I pause near the flight of steps. As I climb the stairs, mist drifts over two bronze geese, struggling to lift a pair of rebels executed in the marsh. The British called the Irish wild geese and chased them into the swamp, hunting them, not as the enemy, but for sport. Standing at the spot occupied by the sorrowful face of Christ, I look at the rain-spattered surface. Fastened to the bottom of this cross-shaped pool, the swords ask neither for glory nor for tears.